we're back on the record, but we're waiting for the attorney to return.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to go back on the record.
Thank you, Ralph. Do we have a second?
This is Cheryl Stedman. I'll second.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote to go back on the record. Ralph?
Yes.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Shane, yes. Wendy?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Derek?
Yes.
All right, a quorum of the board being present, the board finds the following allegations to be true and factual. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, with subcategories A, B, and C. The board makes the following recommendations to the division director. Number one, that the respondent be found to have engaged in the acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein. Number two, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent be found to have violated Utah Code annotated 58-1-501-2A, number three. And three, that an order be issued, A, placing respondent's license on probation for a period of 18 months, B, requiring the respondent to complete a substance use disorder evaluation, a mental health evaluation, and a physical evaluation stating fit for duty or practice. C, requiring respondent to comply with other drug and alcohol conditions of probation. Additionally, the board recommends to the division director to place Mr. Theodore on general supervision immediately and allow him immediate privileges to contact pharmacies and handle controlled substances. Also, to place no limitation on the number of hours that Mr. Theodore may work. And B, imposing such other sanctions and conditions of probation as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant of Utah Code 58-1-4012. Does the division have any questions on the recommendations? Oh, I'm sorry, we need to do a roll call vote first. I apologize. Okay, so with those items presented, let's do a roll call vote. Ralph?
So Shane, this is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to accept the recommendations that have been presented to the division and Mr. Theodore from the board regarding this matter.
Thank you.
This is Wendy Rustin. I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Wendy. Now we're ready to move to a roll call vote. Ralph?
Yes.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Shane? Yes. Wendy?
Yay.
Erica?
Yes.
And Derek?
Yes.
Okay. That motion passes. And now, I'm sorry, I interrupted the division. They were.
Oh, you're good. I wasn't sure I quite heard the number of months correctly. 18? Okay.
Yes, sir. 18 months. And does Mr. Theodore or his counsel have any questions?
I just have questions. I believe I heard the length, and I believe the evaluations that need to be completed. And then in regards to just C and D, could I just have those repeated? I apologize. I didn't hear the whole conditions for C and D.
C and D?
Yes.
Yes. So requiring the respondent to comply with other drug and alcohol conditions of probation. Additionally, the board is recommending to the division director to immediately place Mr. Theodore on general supervision and immediately granting privileges to contact pharmacies and handle controlled substances. Also, the board is recommending no limitations on the number of hours that Mr. Theodore may work. And then B is, as written, imposing such other sanctions and conditions of probation as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant of Utah Code 58-1-401, number 2.
Thank you for the clarification.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, board members. I appreciate your time today and your thoughtful consideration in my issues.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Theodore. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director. Aristotle Alexander Theodore, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it issues. Does either party have any final questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you for attending this adjudicative hearing. And our next item on the agenda is at 12:15 in about 4 minutes.
Thank you.